talking in a formal way, such as a Dharma talk, and along with all sorts of other Dharma supports, writings, are intended to support us, to enable us to practice in the midst of our life. There's no other reason for it in this sort of setting. One of the things that Joko brought up a number of times that people have had a difficulty understanding is something that she called core belief. Core belief is like the hub of a wheel, like the center of a wheel. It's around which, or that which around our life goes. Our life goes around the core belief, and how what the core belief is affects and manifests in the wheel of our life. And she specifically talked about core belief as a seemingly negative fundamental belief or comment that we, each of us, have in our own way about our life, about the nature of my life. This core belief is an underlying belief about life that we're often not conscious of, and yet it manifests in how we live and act regularly, and is especially evident and manifesting in many of the reactive habits that we have, in the attachments we have, such as greed, anger, confusions. It's a negative comment that we often use to screen and interpret circumstances that occur. The circumstances that occur are this ever-changing conditions that is life. This is the, if we want to use more formal terms, the impermanence, the ongoing change that the Buddha speaks of. But along with this ongoing change, the Buddha talks of the inherent unsatisfactoriness of it, meaning not that the conditions are unsatisfactory, but that we add conditions, so to speak, to the circumstances, conditions of life. We want them to be a certain way or not be a certain way, to stay a certain way or not stay a certain way, which leads us to be unsatisfied with the way things are right now. And this is different for each of us in terms of what Joko's calling this core belief that we developed early in life, which is simply a discovery of the inherent unsatisfactoriness that ongoing changing impermanence ensures. Because if we have it the way we want it this morning, this afternoon, the weather might be different, who we're with might be different, how we feel might be different. Not might, but certainly will at some point. And if we allow that, if we allow the emotion, thoughts, and beliefs about how it should be, our reactive ways of functioning amid this ever-changing universe, this ever-changing cause-effect universe, then unsatisfactoriness will be there. It's not the changing conditions that are the problem, but it's our reactions to them, our wanting them to be a certain way. And when Joko says core belief, she's saying we develop early on this belief of I'm not good enough, it's not good enough, etc., etc., various ways she talks about it, which give rise to unsatisfactoriness, give rise to making sorrow out of the world the way it is. Compassion for us then becomes the refusal to suffer because of these imaginary reasons, these beliefs and reactive habits, which aren't the way it is, and yet we cause ourselves suffering as a result of these. This is the hub of core belief that results in desires, fears, values, creating relationships, troubling relationships, which are all fictions that we create and hold on to about how I should be, how others should be. If and when we can let go of those, or at least notice those, then we can liberate ourselves from it for this moment. We can allow ourselves to, if I use the word, be happy in this moment, because we don't hold on to our reactive greed, our anger about how it is, our confusions about how it should or shouldn't be. Because even if it's the way you want it right now, you will change, it will change. You will want more, different. And if we entangle in those wants, don't wants, or what we call emotion thought or self-centered emotion thought about how the universe should be, then we make trouble. Trouble for ourselves, trouble for the people with whom we have relationships. All we have to do, in a way, is notice those beliefs. You can call them false desires if you want, or fears, and be right here. Then we can be happy, if we use that word, right here. Zazen is, if I say it this way, being alive, being dead. That's why, there's a famous koan in which one teacher says, won't say alive, won't say dead. Because it's a willingness to be alive right this moment, and the willingness to die into this moment. Or say it differently, the desires and fears to die into this moment, that allows us to truly be who we are. So to be this moment Buddha that you are is being, dying into this moment Buddha as is. And what is the dying? Is the dying of the emotion, thoughts, attachments, beliefs. The experiencing of the difficulty that we call core belief, the difficulties that we call unsatisfactoriness, and in dying into that moment, it's giving us this moment of being alive, this moment experiencing, being alive as who we are, as who and what this universe is, which is nothing but your life right now as it is. It's nothing but giving away any pain and suffering that you're holding to allow us to truly be, if I use the word happy right now, truly be satisfied right now, truly be nurtured by this universe, which allows us to nurture all the beings that we encounter, to serve all the beings that we encounter, and to serve our life. So please be this moment Buddha that you are. Thank you.